Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's my big upset of the first round. If you want one, I'd keep an eye on Oakland against Kentucky. Remember, one of my favorite stats, the NCAA tournament. Teams that are top 10 in offensive efficiency, according to KenPom, and 100 or worse in defense, according to KenPom, have not made it to the Sweet 16 in the last 20 years. We have two of those teams this year, Bama and Kentucky. But I think taking a sprinkle with Oakland on the money line is absolutely worth it because Kentucky is one of the teams that we are looking to fade in the early rounds of the tournament.
Golkey comes off a screen, fakes the three. Now he'll take it.
Yes, sir!
Reeves puts up a three. No good! And Oakland with a March memory of a lifetime.
A March memory indeed. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Guys, I was kind of away yesterday. I didn't really watch much of the basketball. I don't know if anything happened, if there are any big upsets. I heard Kentucky was in some trouble against a school from Detroit named Oakland. We cashed that money line. You're damn right we did. Shawnee, play the fight song, baby. We got to celebrate with our boys from Oakland. The big-time win yesterday. The Oakland fight song. Absolutely deserve their flowers. What a performance that was yesterday. From now on, if you want, I go by PJ Glasser. I go by Golkey Glasser. I'll respond to all of them. That guy's a hero as far as I'm concerned. We had Greg Campy on You Better You Bet earlier today, the Oakland head coach. Awesome interview with Nick and Ken, so make sure you go check that out. They play NC State in the round of 32. But if you listen to this show, if you listen to the BetQL Network, you would have known to take a little something-something on Oakland moneyline yesterday because Kentucky fits the team, fits the profile of a team that we like to fade early on in the tournament. That game was an absolute masterclass yesterday. Slowed the tempo down, kept Kentucky in the 70s, and then any big upset that an underdog is going to have, they got to hit big shots, right? Every time when it looked maybe like Kentucky was going to go on a run, maybe they were going to pull away, Oakland always kept it within four. They answered every time they needed to. Just an incredible, incredible performance and a nice plus 750, plus 725 cash. Let's cash some more tickets today. We're going off the glass to start the show as glass is in session. As always, any questions, comments that you guys have, let us know. We're running through all 16 games on the slate today. We're going through the Saturday games tomorrow in the round of 32 as well. And Casey Hudson will join me in the middle of the show. We got two games going on right now. We got about 2 minutes left in the first half of Michigan State and, or excuse me, of Northwestern and FAU. Right now, Northwestern is trailing 18-16. So hopefully you took the first half under in that game. Minute 35 to go. They're playing in Brooklyn. FAU opened up as 3.5-point favorites, and they are 3.5-point favorites right now. Baylor off to a red-hot start, one of the best offensive teams in the country. They're up 29-15 on Colgate. Live line, 22.5. Total is 152.5. I mean, if you like Colgate at 14.5, you probably like him at 22.5. Baylor's offense is really good, and it's just a tough matchup for Colgate. They have no answer for their size, athleticism. I think Baylor's going to get in the 90s today as they just drain another three. So 29-17 as Colgate hits a shot, and then Northwestern with the three. They lead 19-18. Really wouldn't do anything live in either game. Something I always like looking for in the NCAA tournament is that when a game goes way under in the first half, maybe looking to bet a second half over, or vice versa, if a game goes way over in the first half, you try and bet a second half under. So maybe look at a second half over in this FAU-Northwestern game. Both teams cannot hit a bucket right now, but maybe in the second half, after they got their legs under them, it's the first game of the day, we see this all the time, maybe they'll start picking up the offense in the second half. As for some other games coming up later today, we got the 12 seed UAB against the 5 seed San Diego State in the East Region, third game of the day. So we had our big upset with Oakland yesterday. We were on Samford plus the points. This is my dog today, is the UAB Blazers. And the whole reason being, San Diego State is the kind of lower seed that I like to fade, because even though they're an elite defensive team, they really struggle on offense a ton. They go through big-time scoring droughts, and whenever you're going up against an underdog, one of these mid-major teams who can shoot the ball, who can score, that's always trouble. We know the longer that these games go where it's close, it always favors the underdog. So I would certainly look at UAB plus 6.5 today, and I take them on the money line as well. Then we have the 215 matchup in the South region between Marquette and Western Kentucky. Marquette favored by 14.5. The total is 157.5. I think the big storyline in this game is Tyler Kolek. What's he going to look like? Doesn't have to be 100% himself maybe in this game, but you certainly want to see him look like the reigning Big East player of the year that he is, because when he's really good and Marquette's at full strength, they're one of the best teams in the country. The one bet that I would maybe take in this game is Western Kentucky in the first half, plus 8.5. Something I noticed yesterday throughout the games, a lot of these big dogs, you know, Morehead State and South Dakota State, Wagner, some of these other teams covered the first half spread, and then these lower seeded teams, the 1, 2, 3 seeds, they pull away in the second half. I think that could kind of happen today in the Marquette and Western Kentucky game, where Western Kentucky keeps it close in the first half, and then Marquette pulls away in the second half. Stetson and UConn is a complete and total pass for me. Absolutely nothing to do in that game. I think UConn wins, obviously, 26.5. They can win by 30. They can win by 22. I am going to stay away. New Mexico and Clemson, very interesting game in the West region, 6-11. How about the 11 seeds right now? We're 3-0 in the NCAA tournament. Duquesne, NC State, and Oregon. New Mexico is favored, so the line's telling you that the 11 seeds could make it a perfect 4-0 today. The matchup, though, tells me that Clemson is the right spot. Clemson's one of those paper tigers that Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet talks about all the time. All offense, no defensive team. But they beat teams like that in New Mexico. So even though they're a paper tiger, they beat teams that are high-powered on offense. They've beaten Bama this year. They've beaten TCU this year. They beat North Carolina this year. Teams that are great in transition, teams that want to push the pace. New Mexico's top 10 in tempo. So Clemson really likes playing in these kind of games. I think they get the win today. If I had to make a pick, I would go with Clemson. Another first-half dog that I really like today is the Yale Bulldogs at plus 6.5. Think about what we saw yesterday with Illinois and Iowa State. Two teams that won their conference tournament are red hot, and they didn't cover the spread in the first half. Morehead was right there with Illinois, and then South Dakota State covered against Iowa State. I think the same kind of thing could happen with Auburn and Yale today. This is going to be a tricky game. I like Yale to kind of cover the number as well, but I really like them in the first half. Then we have Colorado and Florida as well in the 7-10 game in the South Regional, going with the Buffs. We put this out on social media, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter as well. This line has moved. Florida was -1.5. They were -120. Now it's a pick 'em. Folks, it's the final year of the Pac-12, and man, are they playing like it. A perfect 4-0 so far in the NCAA tournament. I think they keep it rolling today. Give me the Buffs, -110 in a pick 'em. We're at halftime of FAU and Northwestern. The Owls did score before intermission, so it is a 20-19 lead for them. The live total is 112.5, lowest scoring half for FAU this season. So those are the first eight games of the day. Now for the second eight games of the day as we continue going off the glass. We will start with the 8-9 game in the South region, 6:50 p.m. Eastern time tip. Another one of these SEC Big Ten 8-9 matchups. We saw it with Michigan State and Texas A&M, or it's Michigan State and Mississippi State yesterday. I like A&M in this game. Really, it's going to come down to who hits their shots. Nebraska is a team that likes to shoot a lot of threes. A&M is a team that's very streaky as an offensive team, but man, are they good on the glass. Best offensive rebounding team in the country. I kind of think their athleticism is going to overwhelm Nebraska a little bit in this game. I like A&M -105. Duke and Vermont, 4:13 game in the South region, 7:10 p.m. Eastern time tip. Nothing really big for me in this game. Would probably take Duke -12.5. I just don't know if Vermont is going to have any answers for Kyle Filipowski in this game. Duke struggles with teams that want to get physical with them, that can match their size, rough them up a little bit. Those are the teams that they have really lost to the last couple of years. Vermont's just not that kind of team. I think the guards on the outside for Duke are really going to exploit Vermont a little bit. So if I had to make a bet, I'd lay the 12.5 with Duke. Another first half underdog that I like today is going to be Grambling State against Purdue. So everybody's comparing Purdue to the Virginia team that we saw in 2019, right? One seeds that lost to a 16 seed, come back the next year, they're a one seed again. Everybody thinks that maybe, or some people think, Purdue's going to follow the same script that Virginia did. Well, if that's true, the following year after Virginia lost to UMBC, the first half of the first game next year, they played Gardner-Webb in the first round, and Virginia was down by like double digits in the first half. And Twitter's going crazy, and everybody's saying, no way Virginia is going to do this again. No way they're going to lose to a 16 seed again. Kind of think the same thing could happen with Purdue today. Maybe 8-10 minutes go by in the first half, Grambling's winning in this game, and everybody's saying, Purdue, there's no way you're going to do this again. And then I think they finally break it open and end up maybe even covering this spread. But I do like Grambling in the first half, +15.5. College of Charleston and Alabama in the 4:13. Know a lot of people that like College of Charleston today, plus the points and on the money line as well. I am not one of them. And you guys know, even though I'm a Bama grad, I'm wearing Bama gear today, hoping they win the game. I don't think this is the game that they lose. I think it's going to be in the second round. So I'm going to take Bama -9.5. I think Charleston is a great matchup for them. Charleston is a team that isn't going to put a ton of pressure on Bama's interior defense, and that is where they really struggle the most. I'll take the Tide -9.5. Houston and Longwood is a pass for me. Want to see how Juwan Roberts looks today for the Cougars. Huge part of that team, but that's a pass. I think Houston wins the game. Wisconsin and JMU, very popular 5-12 upset. I have JMU on my bracket just because I'll be rooting for it heavily. I think they're an awesome team. They won 31 games this season. They already beat a Big Ten team this year in Michigan State. Wouldn't shock me if they won. Wouldn't shock me if Wisconsin covered. I'm staying away. TCU and Utah State, this line, now that it has gotten over a possession at 3.5, I kind of lean towards Utah State. Think the best bet would probably just be taking TCU on the money line and maybe throwing it in a parlay. And then finally, number 12 Grand Canyon against number 5 St. Mary's. Probably the game that I've been looking the most forward to in the first round. Grand Canyon's awesome. They got a pro in Ty and Grant Foster. Bryce Drew is an excellent coach. And then on the other side, St. Mary's is a team that I've going all the way to the Final Four. I think that region is very favorable for them. I think it starts tonight. A lot of people are going to like the 12s tonight with JMU and Grand Canyon. I am not one of them. I like St. Mary's tonight -5.5. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Casey Hudson here on a fabulous Friday. Casey, great to see you. What are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hello again, PJ. One of them might be a little late to bet on, but the first 5-star bet that popped up for the day is obviously over in college basketball, SCSU -6.5 versus UAB. They're projected to outscore UAB by 12 points, so keep that in mind. Then the next one is over in the NBA, Cavs at +7 versus the Timberwolves. Cavs are 13-2 versus good 3-point shooting teams, so that's why the BetQL model is edging towards them.
All right, very nice. Model and I going head-to-head on San Diego State and UAB today. Casey, what about you? What are your best bets for today?
Two best bets, her favorite bets over on the ice, of course. I like Mikko Rantanen to pick up at least one plus point versus the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. This guy's got 1 point per matchup, two game-winning goals career-wise as a whole, and he's just very consistent at not only playing a supporting role but a dominant role alongside Nathan MacKinnon, and this team has been rolling when it comes to posting four-plus goals plus their opponents. Then the next one is Jake Guentzel, three-plus shots on goal. I like how well he's picked up where he left off, kind of the pillar that he was for the Penguins. He's showed that he's an immediate impact with the Canes. He didn't necessarily get on the board the last game, so he's going to be working extra hard to do that. Seven shots over two games versus this team, not to mention 4 points in two meets versus the Capitals as well. So I like these odds for Guentzel as well.
All right, nice. Casey, I want to ask you a couple of hockey questions here in a little bit, but let's talk some college hoops. Yesterday, we only had the one crazy upset with Oakland over Kentucky. Overall, though, how's your bracket looking? Did you suffer any big losses to your Elite Eight or your Final Four?
Nothing too crazy, actually, thankfully. I was nervous at first. My three busts so far was Drake, which I think got a lot of people, NC State and Nevada. So those are the only three teams that wounded me. Luckily, I had Duquesne going forward there, so that probably gave me a little confidence and chip on my shoulder. So nothing too wild quite yet.
Yeah, very nice. I'm with you. I lost all three of those games as well. The Nevada collapse was just an all-timer. And Drake, second straight year that they broke our hearts as well. Anything that you're on today, Casey? I know your best bets were in the NHL. We got 14 games that haven't started yet. Is there anything that you're betting in college hoops today?
Yeah, I like SDSU on the money line versus UAB, and plus I like one of their leading men as well. SDSU's leading men, Jaden Ledee, to score 20-plus points. He's been obviously a tremendous, tremendous factor in this team making the run that they're making right now. Duke's Jeremy Roach to have 15-plus points. That's sitting at plus money value. And then it's going to be Jani Broome, 8-plus rebounds for Auburn. This game's going to be very interesting. You kind of touched on it, PJ, but I think Yale's defense might be slightly underestimated in how well that they can kind of give Auburn a good game here. So with that, I also like the under or the over total 140.5, but I think it'll just barely hit. Both Auburn and Yale keep their opponents to about 68.1 points per matchup allowed. So I think if one team kind of gets a little hot there and starts to command the ability to win that game, they'll kind of just slightly edge over that 140.5. So Auburn versus Yale over 140.5. Auburn's Broome to hit 8-plus rebounds. And then SDSU's leading man, 20-plus points. Jeremy Roach, 15-plus points are my March Madness bets today.
Love it. Three player props there from Casey. All right, now into some NHL, Casey. I'm looking at the East standings. Top four teams on the ice are all separated by four points. You got the Bruins, you got the Canes, the Rangers, and the Panthers. Who do you think's the best team in the East?
Yeah, this one's getting trickier because I still have a lot of faith in the Panthers, but they've kind of dropped their last three games, and the Rangers are really hard to not give a lot of credit to. I've always kind of put them in the category of the team that chokes once they start getting things going, and they're being more consistent now more than ever. But if they don't have Panarin, Zibanejad, or Fox getting on the scoreboard for them, their scoring depth kind of lapses just a little bit. So when it comes to the East, I'm going to have to go with the Hurricanes. This team kind of struggled when it came to consistently scoring last year, even though they're one of the best defenses in the NHL. They're starting to put all the components together at the right time, and they do have better scoring depth than most teams in the East. They have a lot of guys that can contribute, and they have playoff playmakers that can take their game to the next level when it's most important. So I'm going to stick with the Hurricanes for the top team in the East.
All right, very nice. And then over in the West, in the Central Division, we got three teams that are all tied with 93 points. The Jets, the Avs, and the Stars. Casey, who wins the Central Division?
Yeah, this category is getting kind of annoying. Another team I wasn't giving much credit to was the Avalanche, but their trade acquisitions have been tremendous. Their second line bolster has paid off right out the gate for them, and then adding Sean Walker to their defense was probably the missing piece that they really, really needed. A guy that has a lot of versatility to his game. He can get on the scoreboard when needed, keep the puck in front of him, but he's physical and he's strong in the D zone, and they were struggling defensively. They didn't have much help in front of their goaltenders, and now they've got it. So they're holding their opponents to about two less goals. They're putting up a tremendous amount of goals. So I have to go with the Avalanche, even though the Predators are doing very well. The Avs are just skyrockets ahead, and then now they have more scoring depth between their second, third line, and contributors from their defense. So I got to say the Avalanche, even though I hate it so much.
I mean, yeah, that's so much talent on that Avs roster. Casey, great stuff as always. Enjoy your Friday. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, PJ. Have a great weekend.
You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Baylor up 20 right now on Colgate with about 4 minutes to go in the first half, 45-25. They are 24.5-point favorites on the live line. We discussed all the games going on today, so if you missed any of it, you can go check out the Send It In podcast at the end of the show. Right now, we're going to do a little PJ Pick 5, dive into the Saturday games. Round of 32, we got 8 of them. My 5 favorite bets for tomorrow. My first bet, my favorite bet for tomorrow. Quack, quack. The Ducks, +5.5 against Creighton. Absolutely love them. I told you guys, I thought before the tournament, Oregon 50-1 at BetMGM to make the Final Four. It was worth a bet. Man, did they look good yesterday. Kuznar dropped 40. Dante looked awesome. I like the Ducks, man. Dana Altman, 16-6 now, ATS in the tournament with Oregon. Guy changes defenses. The thing that you have to think about when you're handicapping these games in the round of 32 is how quick of a turnaround it is, right? And you just won a game in the first round, and that's awesome. And now you have to flip the script, and you have to turn around because you know that the next game is going to be even harder. And if you're Creighton, you really haven't seen anything like Oregon all year. With the way that they can change defenses, Dante is going to cancel out Kalkbrenner in terms of size. Creighton usually always has the tallest player on the floor when they play, but you got 2 7-footers going at it. And man, if Kuznar continues to play the way like he does, Oregon's going to be a problem. Love the Ducks tomorrow, +5.5. Like them on the money line as well. Another upset that I like tomorrow. Take them plus the points. Take them on the money line. Washington State, +6.5 against Iowa State. Iowa State is one of those teams that I think has got to be careful. Washington State wants to play the same kind of game that they do. Slow it down. Lean on your defense. I like the guard play for Wazoo. Maybe that game last night was more about Drake collapsing. They certainly have done it twice in a row. But Wazoo just found a way to win, man. And the Pac-12, again, 4-0 to start this tournament. These teams are playing really well right now. Iowa State, they're a very trendy pick because of how they looked in the Big 12 tournament. Historically, though, these teams that are unranked in the AP poll to start the season and then are a high seed usually never make the Final Four. So I like Wazoo tomorrow, +6.5. Don't be surprised if we see an upset either. I'll take them on the money line. And then maybe another game where I could potentially see an upset is Duquesne and Illinois. I'll take Duquesne +9.5 against Illinois. Outside of Oakland, I would say the team I was most surprised with and impressed with yesterday was Duquesne, man. They play hard, and those guards are really, really solid defensively. They make their free throws. They're good in the mid-range. They just make life tough on you. And I think that's what's going to be different for Illinois in this matchup. You know, Morehead State's a solid team. They got good guards. But, man, Duquesne is going to pressure the ball. That's going to be a fun matchup tomorrow. Morehead State was up on Illinois at halftime until Illinois kind of broke it open in the second half. BYU is a really tough offense to play against, to prepare for. Duquesne did a masterful job. Now they're going up against another offensive juggernaut in Illinois. Think Duquesne can keep it close. I like them +9.5. I'd take some money line as well. I think there could be a little bit of chaos tomorrow. Those are certainly the three games that I would keep in mind. Then, my next favorite bet that I like, give me the over in NC State and Oakland. I got to give credit to our guys, Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, for this one on You Better You Bet. They had the head coach of Oakland on their show today, Greg Campy. They were talking about this matchup between NC State and Oakland, and the coach said, look, against Kentucky, it was clear. Our game plan was to slow it down. We knew that we couldn't run in transition with that team. He said against NC State, though, this is going to be the seventh game that they have played in the last 11 days. Coach has said he's never seen that before, and this is his 40th year coaching ball at Oakland. Again, NC State's just the second team ever to win 5 games in 5 days in their conference tournament and make it to the tournament. They won yesterday against Texas Tech. You kind of see the fatigue, though, setting in with DJ Burns a little bit. Their backup big man Middlebrooks was awesome last night. DJ Horn was good as well. But you wonder if the fatigue's starting to catch up with NC State. It's going to be a great matchup with Morsell, their defender, following around Gulkey and trying to stop him from shooting all those threes. It's going to be a great game because both of those teams are fan favorites. People are falling in love with Oakland. NC State, obviously, wouldn't touch the game on the spread, but I think Oakland's going to want to make this a track meet. NC State, I don't think, is going to back down from it either. I'll take over 146.5. And then Arizona, -9.5. I'd lay it with them against Dayton tomorrow. I don't think Dayton's very good. What an all-time collapse that was from Nevada to lose that game. Up 17 with like 7 minutes to go. You score 4 points the rest of the game. Dayton should not be here. I think Arizona is in a great spot. Nevada might have been a tricky game for them, but Dayton, I think they'll be fine. Dayton's big advantage is their big man, Daron Holmes, who's awesome, but Arizona's got a ton of skilled big men. Their guards, I think, are going to play very well in this game. I would also look at maybe an under as well, especially a Dayton team total under in this game. I think they're going to have a tough time scoring on that Arizona defense. So I'll take Arizona -9.5. Those are the pick five for tomorrow's games. Oregon +5.5, Wazoo +6.5, Duquesne +9.5, NC State, Oakland over, and Arizona -9.5 against Dayton. And then real quick thoughts about the other three games tomorrow. I would take Gonzaga minus the points against Kansas. Zags looked awesome last night against McNeese. Kansas, they almost collapsed as well against Samford. I'll take the Zags. Michigan State and UNC. A lot of people are going to see that line tomorrow and be absolutely stunned by the spread that UNC is only a 3.5-point favorite, especially with the game in Charlotte. I would lean Michigan State there. And then I'll take the under in Texas and Tennessee. Texas made 1 3-pointer yesterday. Their offense did not look good. Now they're going up against one of the best defenses in the country in Tennessee. I think they can also play pretty good defense on the Vols. I'll take the under 146.5. David C. on YouTube, how does Northwestern and FAU score 70 points in the second half? Just saying at the half, +1040 for will there be overtime? David, we didn't get overtime yesterday. If you know me, you know I love me a good overtime bet. How will they get to 70 points? Well, it would be nice if they start hitting some shots. FAU is a top 20 offense, so I certainly think they'll pick it up a little bit. I think Northwestern's getting good looks, too. They're just missing some free throws. They're missing some layups around the rim. Boo Booey's really struggling. It's the first game of the day for both of these teams. I think there's a lot of jitters in the first round, but I think they could start to pick it up a little bit. Again, usually when totals in the first half go way under and you take the over, you'll be profitable that way. So that is what I would look at in the second half. Wrapping up the show now with PJ's plays, our best bets for today. Playing the NBA for you guys. Prop block. We're going Steph Curry over 27.5 points against the Pacers. I want to say like a month ago, Steph Curry had a clunker and then we came right back with him. We took him over points because that's what Curry does. When he has a bad game, he comes right back and plays really well. I think he does the same thing today. He had 14 in his last game against Memphis. I think he has 30 tonight against Indy. I'll take his over 27.5 points. Talked about it. My stay away game today is going to be UConn and Stetson. Not going to touch that one. Dog of the day is going to be Yale in the first half, +6.5 against Auburn. Really like this bet. I'm putting Auburn in that category with Illinois and Iowa State. All three of those teams are conference champions. All of them are red hot right now. All of them would be very trendy picks if they were in any other region of the bracket. Instead, they're with UConn, so nobody really likes them. Both Iowa State and Illinois didn't cover the first half spread yesterday. I don't think Auburn will cover against Yale either in the first half. I'll take the Bulldogs +6.5. Shawnee Sharp, you hit your best bet yesterday too, my friend. Dalton Connect.
You did.
Nice, easy. What was it? 23 points last night? Cash that?
Yeah. It was pretty easy. Yeah, Peach, it was a good night overall for us. It was the Senate and the boys were buzzing, to say the least. I'm going sure to a game will. Here that's going on in Indianapolis, right? Like about a 5-minute walk for me. I'm taking Brayden Smith over 5.5 assists. It's a little bit juiced, but he's gone over this in 5 of his last 6 games. We know guard play is really huge in the NCAA tournament, and he didn't have a great game in the when they lost to FDU last year in his first ever NCAA tournament game. So I think everyone's going to be so worried about Edie. They should be worried about Brayden Smith. He's been on fire this year. I also like his points plus assist combo. It's 17.5. He could get that on points alone. He's just he's so good. He's really turned it up this year. I think 5.5 is too low of a number.
All right, very nice. Shawnee Sharpe, can we get that Oakland fight song one more time?
Oh, of course we can.
Let's get it one more time. Let's give the boys another shout-out, Oakland, before we give out our best bet on the show today coming up a little bit. You fire that thing away whenever you're ready, Shawnee Sharpe. I'll start talking. Colorado and Florida is going to be my best bet for today. There's the Oakland fight song. Give our props to Oakland one more time for that big-time upset yesterday. We're taking that over in Oakland and NC State tomorrow. Our best bet today, though, is going to be Colorado on the money line against Florida. This market is moving for a good reason, and I think the Buffs are the right side. Florida opened up 1.5-point favorites, minus 120 on the money line. Now it is a pick 'em. Colorado, what I like about them is the fact that they won a slugfest against Boise State, 60-53. Now they turn around and play the Gators. The total in this game is 158.5, and it's a pick 'em. So odds makers feel good about Colorado playing in a up-tempo, higher-scoring game against the Gators. I'll take the Buffs today on the money line against Florida. To recap, our best bets for today. Steph Curry is our prop lock over 27.5 points. UConn Stetson, stay-away game. Yale, first half, +6.5 against Auburn. Colorado on the money line against Florida is our best bet. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks again to Casey Hudson for giving out her plays today and joining us on the show. Again, if you missed anything, make sure you listen to the podcast. Send it in. Podcast gave out all the plays for the games today. Gave out all my plays for the games tomorrow. Make sure you stick around 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Jenks and Chelsea live from Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Everybody enjoy all the Friday games. We'll see you Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.